Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at Wintrust.com/Cubs. Member FDIC. And welcome into our Cubs Talk podcast here on NBC Sports Chicago and NBCSportsChicago.com. As always, our podcast coverage is brought to you by our great corporate partners at Wintrust, home of Cubs checking, and that really sweet W-Flag ATM card that I've got. Tony Andracki is our Cubs insider at NBCSportsChicago.com, and he's with the team a lot, and he joins me now on our phone lines. Okay, Tony, you've been with this team a ton. You're going to be on the road a bunch coming up, 11-game road trip. So they're going to head to Philadelphia this weekend. What's your take on where this club is right now, fresh off of a 7-game win streak and then losing the last game to the Mets?
Yeah, you know, I think they're actually playing their best baseball overall. I mean, yeah, they lost one to the Mets, and that's kind of how they're going into this road trip. But everything else before that was really good. And even when they were only hitting, you know, the solo home run a game, the starting pitching has been excellent. And that's what everybody has been preaching all year, from Joe Maddon to experts and anybody else, is once the starting pitching actually starts rounding into form, this team is going to go on a little run. And we saw that with the 7-game win streak. So, you know, I think they're, when the pitching and the hitting blends the way it did for the first part of the series, the homestand at Wrigley, that's really what this team needs to do to get on a roll. But they feel good about it going into this road trip here. So we'll see, considering it's all a bunch of potential NL playoff teams.
You know, to win in the postseason or to make a run in September and to close people out, you have to have dominant starting pitching. From where you sit, where are you on the Cubs starting pitching right now? Because I really like the way Lester's throwing. I like the way, obviously, Hamels is throwing. But the thing that excites me the most is we've seen the Kyle Hendricks of 2016 again.
Yeah, you know, and I know you wrote that article and talked to people, too, about Hendricks. It's his mechanics and everything that he's changed this year. I mean, he's back to being the Hendricks that we all know him capable to be, and the guy that helped him in 2016, pitched into the World Series, and then obviously the guy that was their Game 1 starter last postseason. And that's who Kyle Hendricks has been the last, I don't know, probably about a month or so, maybe even longer. A lot of his starts, the results weren't there, but everything else, he's been feeling good, and his mechanics have been in line. So, you know, he's the most positive part of the rotation, you know, when you're talking about after Hamels. But, yeah, Lester's looked good. Montgomery's coming back. And then, you know, Quintana himself, his results haven't been great. But, you know, he's still there, and he's still this fourth or fifth guy, and obviously the potential to pitch better than he has been. So this rotation is feeling really good right now, which I wouldn't have said going into September when, you know, Yu Darvish still is not back and is definitely not returning this season.
To put in perspective, Tony, where this team is, if I told you at spring training when you and I were both out there and I said to you, you're going to get one win out of Yu Darvish and he is basically going to be non-existent the entire season, Chris Bryant's going to miss, combined between two DL stints, nearly 2 months, Anthony Rizzo is going to have an awful April, and then he'll finally rebound. Kyle Hendricks is going to take till July the 9th before he finally figures his mechanics and can repeat them. You're going to have issues at other spots. Schwarber is going to be okay. Would you have said to me, oh, boy, I don't even know if that team's a wild card, or are you not surprised where they're at?
No, I definitely would have said that. You know, we'd be talking about the 2018 Cubs in the same breath that we're talking about the 2018 Nationals or Twins. And these were two teams that everybody thought was going to be part of the wild card pictures in their respective leagues. And, you know, neither the Twins nor Nationals are, I mean, they're almost both mathematically eliminated, and September isn't even here yet. So it's the fact that the Cubs are not only leading the division, but have the best record in the National League by, you know, about 3.5 games. It's really incredible and remarkable. And that's part of, you know, why I think Joe Maddon has done his best job this season as a manager of the Cubs, the coaching staff and stuff in general. But, you know, really it's a testament to all the remarkable depth that they've put up. I mean, we already talked about Hamels, but what about Jesse Chavez, who basically has filled in for Brandon Morrow and been even better than Morrow was, believe it or not. And then all these other guys, you know, like Daniel Murphy coming over as well. And the fact that Ian Happ has still been up and down, but yet here all year. The depth is just insane, and no other team in baseball has anything like it.
You know, you look at their roster, and I was going through today saying, okay, they haven't made the playoffs yet, and God forbid they could fall apart and not make the playoffs, or they could dominate in the month of September and win this thing comfortably. Whatever the case may be, there are going to be some names that don't make a playoff roster that will be like, whoa, I didn't see that coming. But when you look at the depth of talent now, it won't be surprising when you really think about it. Would you agree?
Yeah, I definitely would agree. And that's assuming that, you know, Chris Bryant and Addison Russell are still healthy, and Brandon Morrow as well. Even Montgomery, the Cubs are trying to limit his innings, but, you know, he should be healthy moving forward. But, yeah, with all of that in mind, I mean, guys like, I think it comes down to like a Tommy La Stella or David Bote type question for the postseason roster. You know, they probably would only be able to carry one of those guys. And a couple months ago, or maybe even a month ago, it would have seemed crazy to think that, you know, La Stella, this left-handed bat and one of the best pinch hitters in the game, would not be active for a postseason roster. So all that, and then the fact that, you know, Tyler Chatwood doesn't look like he would be active at this point, maybe not Brian Dunsinger, you know, Jorge De La Rosa or Randy Rosario as well. So there's a lot of question marks, but baseball has a way of kind of evening that out and figuring it out themselves, and we'll see what happens kind of on the injury front in September here.
Tony, looking at the catching situation, Bobby Wilson's coming over from the Twins for Chris Gimenez, some cash and a player to be named later. He's also not a great offensive presence, hitting under 200. Is this jump just a depth move so that they ensure they have an extra catcher in the system they like? Or do you see a chance that Caratini's not on the playoff roster?
It's a good question, and I think it's one that's difficult to answer now. I mean, at the moment, I would say Caratini's absolutely on the playoff roster and Wilson's not. And I would have said that, you know, definitely for Chris Gimenez as well. He would not have been on the roster. So, but the fact that, you know, Bobby Wilson does have so much experience, and pitchers seem to really like throwing to him from everything I've seen, all the testaments that they've talked about, I think it's definitely possible that he would be the backup catcher. But, you know, either way, I think it's going to be, you know, Wilson Contreras is going to start every postseason game and catch every inning as long as he's healthy. And the Cubs need to find him rest two down in September to make sure he's healthy for October. So I think Wilson's just a guy that they feel good about. And, you know, maybe they catch him once a week, catch Caratini once or twice a week, and, you know, catch Wilson only like three or four times a week in September.
In terms of the bullpen, do you agree or disagree with this statement? The Chicago Cubs cannot win the World Series if they don't get a healthy Brandon Morrow bat.
That's a tough one, but, you know, I can't disagree with it. I think it would be very, very difficult for them to do so, because we've seen the way bullpens and, you know, dynamic elite relievers like Brandon Morrow is, we've seen how valuable they are in the postseason. So, you know, for the Cubs to not get him back, they would have to rely on somebody else. And, you know, as good as Jesse Chavez has been, or as good as Jorge De La Rosa has been in, you know, kind of a short sample size, I can't imagine that those guys over Brandon Morrow would be, you know, any sort of effective formula for the Cubs trying to win the World Series. So I think Morrow and his health is definitely one of the most important things to keep an eye on in September.
Do you believe that there's somebody there that maybe we're not counting on that could close that you're comfortable with? Because I can just tell you, I think I speak for most Cubs fans that if Pedro Strop is the guy trying to nail down an NLCS in Game 7, most Cubs fans are going to be more than a little concerned.
Yeah, and you know what? I think that's fair, and that's not to criticize Strop at all, but, you know, he's a guy with like roughly 20 career saves in, you know, his entire big league career, and none in the postseason. So it's different, of course, if he were to do it. But I think they do have options. I mean, Cishek has been that guy before. Obviously, Kinsler and Justin Wilson have too, but neither are really at the point where you would consider them as options at the moment. But, you know, CJ Edwards as well. Edwards is probably going to be the guy that they use as to come in the fifth inning or the sixth inning and maybe even go multiple innings in the postseason. He'll be their big weapon out of the bullpen. But, yeah, I think Strope is probably the guy if Mauro doesn't come back. And you know, as good as he's been in the role, it definitely would be a bit of a cause for concern going into October.
Before I let you go, do you believe this team's good enough right now to win the World Series?
I do, yes. I think a lot of it does depend on who Chris Bryant is when he comes back. Even if he's a guy that gets on base 37-38% of the time and doesn't hit with power, I think that's still enough to help this team moving forward, and it really helps with the depth as well. So I think that's a big factor. But, I mean, we just talked about Brandon Morrow. If he's not around, that bullpen is much weaker, and this starting rotation, there are some question marks. As much as Lester's turned it around, he's still prone to some bad starts here and there, and same with Quintana. So I think these questions have to be answered, and luckily for the Cubs, they have depth, and they can answer them, you know, over the course of a month. It's not like it's a week or so away. But, you know, they're good enough. It's just at the moment, there's not a ton of confidence unless those guys come back healthy and prove that they can do what they can do.
All right, T.A., enjoy your time on the road, and we'll see where the Cubs go as this trip now heads to Philadelphia and then on to Milwaukee and then to the Nationals and then come home and still have tough series left, the Cardinals and the Brewers and others. So it's going to be a fun run through September. Thanks, my man.
Thanks, Cap.
All right, that is a wrap for this edition of our Cubs Talk podcast. Check in throughout the week. We will have a ton of content going up on an almost daily basis throughout the month of September as the Cubs try and nail down their fourth consecutive playoff berth. That would be a franchise first. And obviously, manager Joe Maddon would turn the trick 4 out of 4 years as Cubs manager. Our podcast brought to you, as always, by our great partners at Wintrust, home of Cubs checking. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.